attention to this ID3 kind of a short video with Eddie Hearn, where Eddie revealed that Shelley Finkel has responded to one of his emails. Brian, if we can get a screen share so that I can play this for the public. Once again, shout out to ID Boxing, who conducted this interview with Eddie Hearn. All right, so they're going to get that together, and we'll play. Can we get the audio? Let me see if the audio works.
Yeah, no, you got a blank screen in there. He's not coming through. Give it a second.
Can I just play the audio?
No, I guess they're not able to see.
Yeah, the audio you should be able to.
I emailed him in August to talk about an offer. He came back today. It was a long wait, but at least he replied. That offer that we had to him was to fight this year, but obviously with our relationship out here, we'd like to continue that offer. I actually invited Deontay and Shelley out here this week. They can't come, but we'll be working with them and trying to come up with some ideas. Again, it all depends on AJ if he waits to go into a fight like that, or if he has a fight early in the year. But I see AJ against Deontay Wilder as a must-make fight. I really do. I think it's one of the biggest in the sport.
So this is very telling audio. I'm sure we're going to have to turn back to this and play it one more time, because ball is in AJ's court, according to Eddie. Mm. It's obviously up to AJ what kind of comeback fight he wants. Secondly, credit to Eddie Hearn that once Shelley responded to the email from August, Eddie still extended an open invitation out to Saudi Arabia to watch the Bivol Zurdo fight and to further communicate. So I love everything that I heard here. You also see that Eddie isn't taking any shots like he normally does. He at the end of the audio, he says it's the biggest fight to make. So it's obviously up to only AJ once again. So I just want to play that yet again and see. I think you guys might have the screen now.
Yeah, we do.
All right. So I just want to play this again, not only with all the audio, but video as well. If we could just go to this, fellas. Thank you.
They actually emailed me today. I emailed him in August to talk about an offer. He came back today. It was a long wait, but at least he replied. That offer that we had to him was to fight this year, but obviously with our relationship out here, we'd like to continue that offer. I actually invited Deontay and Shelley out here this week. They can't come, but we'll be working with them.
I just want to pause and say that he said, I want to continue that offer. So we got to put in our minds, how good was that first offer that he doesn't want, you know, not that he doesn't want to, but he's not insinuating new negotiations, but instead continuing the existing offer. Was it that appealing?
Mm.
You know, was it that appealing that he feels he's got the fish on the hook with the old email from August? But back to the tape, fellas, and the video.
And trying to come up with some ideas. Again, it all depends on AJ if he waits to go into a fight like that.
All depends on AJ. If he waits to go into a fight like that, which means, translates to me, my interpretation is, does he want to tune up before a fight like Wilder? What did you take that at?
Does he want to tune up before Wilder?
I'll play it back. Hold on.
Depends on AJ if he waits to go into a fight like that.
Why else would you wait to go into a fight like that if you're not fighting a lesser opponent?
It would absolutely be a tune-up, a stay busy, something.
Call
kinda,
it what it is, a tune-up.
You know?
Which is okay, coming off of two back-to-back losses to Alexander Usyk. Wilder took a tune-up, coming off of two back-to-back losses to Fury in Hellenius. Back to the tape, fellas. Just want you guys to hear this clearly.
Or if he has a fight early in the year, but I see AJ against Deontay Wilder as a must-make fight. I really do. I think it's one of the biggest in the sport.
Must-make fight. One of the biggest in the sport. Not his normal kicking of Wilder's back end. Not his normal teasing of Wilder. Not his normal teasing of Shelley Finkel. There was no mention of, what does he know? Shirley Finkel? No, it was Shelley.
No. Or what, wasn't it Shelley Winkle or something? Wasn't he?
It was a bunch.
It was a bunch of names.
And that's what I mean. No more in the media antagonizing. I think we might have some good stuff here, man. I think it might be, I don't know, it feels good. Hopefully we get it, like I said, off the back of, you know, losing the Bud and Spence fight. I'm hoping this is real.
I'm hoping it's real too, champ. At the end of the day, like I said, the two of the top five heavyweights in the sport, they always produce, well, Wilder always produces the action, right? AJ typically does. He typically brings action, obviously, the second.
He brings the people.
The second Ruiz fight wasn't as entertaining, but yes, you are correct. He absolutely brings people, a lot of them too. Like, he brings a lot of people out, so you got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. Bro, it's a fight, like I said, 6 years now. They both lost. Make it happen now. You get what I'm saying? There's plenty of fight in each guy. Make the fight happen now. They're going to be, like I said, the most desirable fight in the heavyweight division. The winner is.
What's a bigger fight to you? Or should I rephrase and say more appealing fight? Wilder, AJ, Usyk, Fury.
You said Wilder, AJ, or Usyk, Fury. Wilder, AJ.
Why? That's not for any belt.
Something that's been brewing, like I said, it's been about 6 years now. Something that I've wanted to see for a while. And I just think it'll be more action provided in that one. We've seen both guys get knocked out. We've seen both guys hit the canvas. So, yeah, I think that one will be a more entertaining fight.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make that our first poll. And we do have the phone lines open if you want to call in and discuss, you know, give us your opinion on this news. So I'm going to keep it simple and do like Fury Usyk or Wilder AJ as your options, right? So is what is a more appealing? No, what is more appealing? Let's do that. What is more appealing? Wilder versus AJ or Fury versus Usyk? So no third option, right? Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Let's do it. I'm smashing that thumbs up button. I turned it from 32 to 33. You can do the same. Obviously changing it from 33 to a bunch more. Go ahead and smash the thumbs up because we are live multiple times a day. Today being the second time already.
We went, what, nearly 5 hours this morning?
We had an amazing show.
Great show.
Amazing show. Shout out to Rachel Donaire. Shout out to Nonito Donaire. And shout out to all the amazing callers that we have from Twitter space. That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, today was a good show. Obviously, Terrence Crawford going live last night. Stirred the pot up quite a bit.
Looks like the votes are coming in. And I don't even want to say who's in the lead as it's still very early. I want to give it a chance to build up. And over on Blog Talk, I see we got a caller. I need you to press 1 so you can indicate to us that you're ready to rock and roll and that you are ready to voice your opinion. This is the Voice of the People hotline, so don't forget, you can call in 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion. And in the live chat, let's see what they're saying.
Do you think that Shelley and Wilder were just unavailable, or do you think that they didn't have any desire to go out there?
I mean, I'm going to say, excuse me, Wilder just fought, and he's probably already on vacation. He probably wasn't available, you know? And Shelly didn't want to go alone. or didn't see the need to go without Wilder, right? I would have took him up on that offer. That's a free Saudi trip. You know what I mean?
Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Same differences.
Yeah, no,
I would have took him up on that offer, though.
I totally would have took him up on that offer as well. Being told Devin Haney will be in attendance in Abu Dhabi.
Fight?
Yes, in Abu Dhabi this weekend.
Wow.
Alicia Bumgardner, she's
it
already.
It is the last fight on his deal, right? Or is DeLoma the last fight?
Well, I mean, he's not with either.
He's a free agent already? Was
no,
it a two-fight deal?
No, I'm saying Devin's with Top Rank, but Top Rank doesn't have anything to do with the event.
No, I know. And I'm saying it is the last fight on his deal.
Oh, yes. The upcoming one.
Time to start whining and dining, baby. You almost out. We got to remind you how much we love you around here.
His birthday's coming up, so, you know, I'm sure Eddie didn't mind to bring him out to Abu Dhabi, you know, a little bit early. But, yeah, I'm being told he'll be in attendance. Like I said, Alicia Bumgardner, she's in attendance.
Hmm.
I saw Joe Cordina out there. They pulled out the red carpet for this one. Sheesh. You would have thought it was AJ Wilder or some shit. AJ Fury, the way they're doing it.
Bivol, man, he got the big win.
Over Canelo, huh? Brought in the Saudi money.
Treating him like a star because...
Now you got me saying Saudi money that...
No, because
Abu
remember,
Dhabi
if he
money.
Wins again, they can bring Canelo out there.
You think they'll do the rematch out there?
You think Canelo's going to say no to the bag?
It got to be a big bag, champ.
It's going to be double what he makes. Easy. If AJ could rake in 60, Canelo could do it. Just saying.
Were you going out there for that?
Not me.
Oh, my God. You terrible.
I'm goody. But.
You talk all this talk about traveling, but refuse to travel.
Certain countries.
Bro, you just want to see the same places over and over.
I just stay away from certain countries.
I hear you, champ.
I don't want to be like that basketball player because I smell like weed. I'm good. I don't want to go anywhere where it's that strict. You feel me? That can be nerve-wracking.
I hear you, champ.
But if Bivol gets the win, I could see him having the assistance of the good Abu Dhabi boxing people and convincing Canelo to come.
And I mean, we did see.
Wasn't Canelo out there already?
He went to Saudi for the AJ Ruiz fight. I'm sure he's been out there on vacation. And we did recently see Frank Smith of Matchroom with the head of tourism in Abu Dhabi. So, who we've seen invest a lot of time recently with other boxers. We saw him spend a lot of time with Floyd when Floyd was supposed to. He's the one that actually got Floyd to come from Dubai to Abu Dhabi when the event was originally postponed. And then we also saw him with Devin Haney. So, obviously, Abu Dhabi is very interested in making a splash in the boxing scene. So, they've already made a huge splash in the UFC scene. Like, Abu Dhabi was the first place in the world that had sports again, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's hope they're interested in this AJ Wilder fight. Let's hope they're interested in this AJ Wilder fight. And I see people asking, is Shelley and Al the same? And no, I don't think Shelley is going to turn down money for some alliance. He's pretty old. I don't think he's thinking about, you know, a future further than the one he's already fucking presently lived in. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's thinking about, oh, I got five more years with Stanonius.
We might get that Earl and Bud. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know, man. I think, and I say all that to say this, in case you didn't catch, you know, my tone. I think that if the money is right, Al can't tell Shelley to tell Wilder no.
And it's a bit different, right? Because in the Spence Bud situation, it's like one guy has three belts, so the guy has one. this situation is like neither guy got a belt. You know what I'm saying? We just did 77,000 on pay-per-view. They come in with that bag. They're taking the risk. Let's go get that money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want that 77,000 to be a talking point in negotiation simply because we all know spontaneous combustion can only happen with two people opposite the ring from each other that have some sort of history.
No,
the people want to see fight.
And
people think can beat each other.
And I'm talking about from Al's standpoint, right? Like, it's like, cool, they come in with the money. You get what I'm saying? Like, we wanted to make this fight when there was belts on the line. There is none now, but there's still a lot of money involved. Let's go do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, especially think about it, Floyd's been out there. Like, if Floyd's been out there dealing with these same people, and when I say the same people in the sense of, once again, the same gentleman with Abu Dhabi, the head of tourism. Like, Floyd has not just been seeing pictures with him, but you get what I'm saying? That gentleman brought Floyd, and or however it worked out, but made it happen to where Abu Dhabi was now the place for his last fight to take place, that fight in May. So, I don't know, man. I think it's good, and I think that Al would definitely entertain it, given that they'd probably come with some crazy amount of money.
I'm with Rob. It's a shame that that Wilder or Shelley couldn't be in Abu Dhabi. Obviously, you don't have to go all the way the fuck over there to make a deal. But it's a sign of good faith if Wilder could have went even without Shelley on free vacation with him and his wife to go see some fights and enjoy another country. Or if Finkel could have went without his client.
Not just that, but I think kind of to see, like I said, this is Matchroom's first fight under the new deal in Abu Dhabi, in the UAE. So I think that they would have been able to get a taste of, hey, this is, no offense, but this is Bibble Ramirez, co-promotion with Golden Boy. Imagine what we can do for Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. You know, that would be massive. That would be huge. And I think that it would make a lot of sense.
Would it still be pay-per-view if...
Yes.
Wilder fought him in...
Yes.
It'll be American pay-per-view?
Yes.
What time would they come on?
They would definitely have to accommodate to the U.S. crowd.
Do you think PBC would want to co-promote?
Or would they let Eddie just take full?
He's bringing all the money. It's a question. They know they got Wilder, who is, regardless of what pay-per-view numbers just came out, he's a pay-per-view draw with the right fighter.
I think that they might just let, I mean, they let Eddie handle even the Ruiz rematch.
I mean, there was a contract. That was an official, the initial contract.
Yeah.
They were lead promoters.
Yeah, there
so
was
sure.
also there was also a dollar amount for the initial contract, and they were able to go to court and get Andy, you know,
a little bit more.
A couple more million.
For sure.
You know, so I'm just saying, you know, Eddie has an established relationship, the partnership out there. I think that if the guarantee is high enough, which I believe it will be more than for a fight like Anthony Joshua and Wilder because of the appeal and the draw. And, you know, once again, like, I know people, you know, it's business at the end of the day, right? So you're talking about Abu Dhabi, Etihad Airlines, was literally pushed. They created this airline to push their city, to bring tourism to their city. So they're going to bring big names. Anthony Joshua's a big name. Anthony Joshua's a global name. And Deontay Wilder is a worldwide name. Like, that Fury trilogy reached the world, and people know him on a worldwide level. They know that he possesses that one punch knockout power. So I think that even for a city like Abu Dhabi, who is trying to expand, who is trying to grow, who is trying to get out of that little sister shade of Dubai, who is only an hour away, they're bringing the big fights, right? That's why the Formula One final is there. You know, that's why when the pandemic happened, if I remember the timeline correctly, the first sporting event that we had, I'm pretty sure, was in Yas Island with the UFC. You know, so I think that Abu Dhabi's good. I think that they're bringing in a lot of money and, you know, they have a lot to offer.
For sure, man. I mean, we can no longer say that the Middle East is capping, that they always say they want a big fight, but they don't bring a big fight. They've actually turned it around to where offers are coming from the Middle East and we believe they're real now. So, you know, hopefully for Wilder and AJ, they can do it because, you know, to get some foreign country money shows how big the fight is. Like, we've gotten no third-party offers for Wilder, Errol Spence and Bud. Yeah, Terrence came out and said that there's a few parties interested, but he didn't say another country. You know, it's not the Middle East, you know. So these guys are attracting the big money from other countries. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I hope that it's not just teasing us the way that they always do. I hope that the fact that, you know, that these talks are being looked at as optimistic and Eddie is not sounding antagonizing. I hope that it means, you know, good for us, for the boxing fan, that we actually get this fight. I'll tell you this, though. We did do that poll, and regardless of belts, the more appealing fight to the audience so far is Wilder versus AJ. No belts.
How? What's the percentage on that?
68-32.
And how many votes so far?
134. Just changed. So if you haven't voted already, go ahead and do so. Two options. Question is very simple. What is more appealing, Wilder versus AJ or Fury versus Usyk? What's the more appealing fight? Go ahead and join our live poll right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, where we are live. Once you get here, don't forget to smash that thumbs up button and subscribe to the YouTube channel to help us get to our next goal of 1 million subscribers. Right now, we're actually at 158,244. So about 750 more so we can get to the right spot. So, yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend, man. And we're taking calls, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here, Voice of the People Hotline.
What do you think about that, though? You asked me about the pay-per-view, and then if so, what time? What do you think?
The time?
And the pay-per-view situation in the U.S.
I mean, yeah, I think anything with Wilder and AJ is probably going to be pay-per-view. I mean, the combination of Wilder and AJ is probably going to be pay-per-view here in America. And as far as start times or walk times, I don't know. Again, I just hope they cater to here in America because our pay-per-views are a little bit more expensive, so we can help cover more of that gate. I mean, of those purses and, you know, make it more of a possibility.
So 9 a.m., let's say 9 p.m. here, right? So if the fight starts at 9 p.m. here, midnight in the East, that's 5 a.m. in London, in the U.K.
And right, and early, they're going to be having, you know, what do they call it? The Irish coffee?
That's isn't home. That the shot with the coffee?
Yeah.
Right? And then I want to say 9 p.m. here is 9 a.m. in Abu Dhabi.
Let me get to this call. He's going in and out. Edward, Alabama. Does that make you a Wilder fan?
Edward, talk to us.
Edward. Edward. I hear you.
Hello? Oh, hey, I'm sorry about that, homies. Appreciate it. Hey, no, man, you know, I would love to see this fight. I mean, like your man said on there, man, you know, they both took a couple of L's. You know, people still excited. I mean, Usyk and Fury, you know, that's, you know, if you think of skill level and stuff, that's a high-level fight, but it's just not exciting. Even with the losses, you know, Wilder's had his things, his challenges. AJ's had his challenges, man. I love to see that fight. I don't know where they're going to have it, but maybe at this point in time, they're both come down to earth and they can get it done. Do they know possibly where they might even have it? Because I don't even care. I think if it does go to UK.
No. Shelley and Wilder just answered to a 2022 August email that Eddie sent in reference to a fight that would have took place in 2022. So they just answering back to an old email. So Eddie's ready to rock and roll and continue that offer. So they're very in the beginning stages.
Yeah, I see. That's promising. You know, I know there was some criticism talking about he's not responding. Let's be honest. Wilder was training for a fight. We don't know what we were going to expect from him. I mean, he is coming off two knockout losses. So, I mean, you know, now it's feasible to make this shit happen. I think right now, boxing really do need a fight like this, bro. Like, it just, I mean, we not getting, you know about the other situations and stuff. Yeah, it's late, them coming off losses, but, you know, these men ain't dead. They're still in good condition. If they both train well, it's going to be a good fight, man. I would love to see that. So thank you for the time, man. That's my call.
All right. If anybody else wants to call in, the number to do so is 1-425-569-5241.
Press one time.
To voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline.
I can't believe you wouldn't travel. So you wouldn't travel not even for this fight. Like, get in for the weigh-in, fight.
If this is in the UK, yeah.
Okay, just not Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I mean, the UK is cool with weed. I was literally smoking in front of Wilder's Hotel when I was in Manchester while being on live. They all right with that, and I'm all right with that. But if you ain't all right with that, then I ain't going to go that way. We got in Dallas. Earl Spence Jr. Nope, but we do got a new caller, right? In Dallas, you brand new.
Who you got?
You brand new. Yes, you are. Dallas, who's this? Where you calling from?
Hello, you hear me?
I do.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Tall Boy Hex, here out of Dallas.
Tall Boy Head?
Yes, sir. H-E-C, short for Hector.
Oh, Tall Boy Heck. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What up, Chan?
Well,
talk to us.
I'm a big fan of the fight just because I feel boxing needs, you know, something like this. You know, I wouldn't be angry at seeing AJ fight Deontay, you know. You know, especially with considering that we didn't get Errol Spence and Crawford. So, you know, I wouldn't complain about it. I don't know about you guys.
Nah, yeah. I'm not mad at this fight. I would love this fight.
Yeah, I would love the fight. I would travel for the fight, unlike Ness. And I hope they can get it done. You know, once again, despite the losses, it's still a top fight. The winner would be the most attractive and lucrative offer at heavyweight for whichever champion.
For sure.
And on top of that, it's been a fight that the fans have wanted for many years. So, if we could finally get it, I think that, like you said, it's a fight that would help the sport right now.
Yeah, just like one for the fans, you know. So have they talked about any dates, or what are we looking at?
No, they just start holding, you know, having communication.
Gotcha.
But that's just promising because it's something that we haven't seen in years. So hopefully something comes from it and they can work something out.
For sure. But all right, fellas, I have to let you go. I got to go back to work.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Thank you for calling in.
For sure. Appreciate it. If you want to call in, the number to do so is 1-425-569-5241. Press one time to voice your opinion right here on a Voice of the People hotline. We got the engineers working hard. They're going to try and get our Twitter spaces rocking and rolling over here so that we can have a little bit more interaction the way that we do on our daytime show. And I'm just refreshing here. It looks like we're going to have an early day, Mr. Alvarez, with such a sexy topic. Crazy.
I think a lot of the listeners probably trying to recover from the morning show this morning.
I don't think so, man. I think you're wrong. I think you're totally wrong. But that being said, I am Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
Ringvogue Danny on Instagram and Twitter. We are the Boxing Boys. Catch us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Pacific,
but
9 a.m. Eastern.
You can also catch us December 3rd.
back in Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona. Please enter our giveaway. Very, very lucrative VIP experience. Head on over to stagefrontvip.com/boxingboys as we are giving away two VIP experiences that include ringside seats, VIP access to the weigh-in. You'll get autographed merch. You'll get access to the VIP party with Stagefront and Matchroom, where we'll be doing a live show. Eddie Hearn will be in attendance. David Benavidez will be in attendance. Showtime Sean Porter will be in attendance. Jesus Ramos will be in attendance. Michael Carbajal will be in attendance. Ramblin' Ralph will be in attendance. So head on over to stagefrontvip.com/boxingboys and enter the giveaway now.
I got Easy Dimes in the chat saying, only 30 minutes. If y'all don't call in, what could we do? You know what I mean? But I do got T Sizzle, $2 Super Chat says, but we know Eddie going to want this on DAZN. I mean, ain't that what Crawford wanted when he found $50 million? Like, really? If you putting up the money, you should have the right to say where the fight's going to go. Like,
ain't
I don't
that,
get it.
Ain't that what Floyd just said about his pay-per-view against Desi? They came with the money.
And Floyd's on an app. Why can't, you know, the other fights be on an app? Now I got a bunch of callers on Blog Talk. I just need y'all to press one. I got Big Supermex. What up?
What up, man? How am I coming through? I'm coming through clear.
Pretty terrible.
You sound like you're on a Bluetooth inside of a can of soda.
Hold on 1 second. I'm bad headphones.
All right, how about now?
Yeah.
We hear you.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's better late than never with this fight. You know what I mean? I think it's something we would all like to see. Knockout sale, man. Like Danny said earlier, these guys have both been dropped and down and knocked out. They both knock people out a lot. That's just more intriguing. You know what I mean? We want to see that. We know with Usyk and Fury, we'll end up getting a guys like us will like it because we like technical boxing. But, you know, we like to see some big guys get there and bang heads. I'm sure the WBC will create some sort of title to be on the line for this so they can, you know, pose with whoever wins the fight. And you know what? It'll be nice and refreshing to get back to this Wilder AJ beef because the Spence Crawford stuff has got me drained. I'm ready to make fun of some UK sheep again. Let them know that AJ is gonna get his ass beat by Wilder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a while since we talked about that. But yeah, man. Hopefully this comes to fruition, man. I would be excited to watch it. I would love to see you guys out there, but I hear Ness turning that down. So at least we're gonna have a live watch party.
I'll be out there. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ring walk. You got to be out there, man. The ring walk with Danny out in Abu Dhabi, man. What better way to kick it back off?
Yeah,
but,
that's
my
sounds call, pretty amazing. But, all right, Supermax, appreciate it, champ. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Man, I just deleted Tall Boy Hex's entire number. It's gone.
Good job.
Fucking hell.
You can't undo it.
I tried that.
Mm.
It ain't work.
It did not work. Any more callers, Nesta?
Fuck you. Fudge. We do have a caller in the 201. I don't know who because, you know, my number just deleted.
Talk to us.
In the 201,
hey,
this
fellas?
Looks like it
who's
is
this?
A new caller. What's your name,
what's
brother?
On,
where
fellas?
You calling from?
My name's Naeem, man. I'm calling from Jersey City, New Jersey. How y'all doing?
Naeem, what up?
First time caller, man. Fan of the show. Just wanted to let you guys know and give you your flowers. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of wanted
appreciate
to
it.
get your thoughts on, you know, honestly, I don't see a Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia fight, but What do you particularly think about a Teofimo and Javante Davis fight? If you guys could break that down for me, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Harder to make than a Ryan Garcia fight, probably.
Why you think so? I don't think so. Bob Arum understands that Tank is the cash cow. That's why he was trying to put Loma in there with him. I think he understands that if Mayweather comes axing for Tio, who's got no belts, and has already suffered a loss, and that fight is going to be on pay-per-view because all Tank's fights on pay-per-view, yeah, I think you're totally wrong. I don't think Top Rank can offer Teofimo a bigger fight on their side of the street.
I'm not saying that they would turn it down. I'm just saying that it's probably not going to be easier to make.
But it's not difficult because Tio don't got nothing, so he can't be nobody other than Teofimo, the dude with a one loss, just moved up to 40. Like, he's nothing else. He don't got nothing.
I mean, what does Ryan have?
Ryan got the ability to pack out a stadium. That's what Ryan
has.
He ain't fighting in a small room.
Okay, so let them start negotiating until fight in December. You think that fight going to get made when they've already agreed?
Bruh, Tio can fight whoever the fuck he want, Pedraza, in December. My man is obviously talking about later. And let me tell you, if Tank and Mayweather ask Tio to fight December 17th, with Tank popping that Pedraza fight off a draw,
1,000%. I'm not.
I'm with you, Naeem.
And to date, I would say, in my opinion, to date, I think the Tank and Tio, I think Tank would be Tio's biggest fight, even over Loma, if you really want me to be honest.
Absolutely. We already think that Tank is a bigger star than Loma. So, yeah, the only thing that Tio could say is that Tio beat Loma, who was more accomplished than Tank, but Tank is the bigger fight. Listen,
so now,
Naeem, how you spell your name, though? Because I don't want to spell it wrong.
Nah, it's cool, man. It's N-A-E-E-M. I'm actually a DJ from Jersey, DJ Naeem _ on Instagram. If you got one, you know what I'm saying? Tune in.
Nice. I'm going to put that so we can address you as DJ Naeem.
So if you're Tank, though, what appeal does Teofimo have over Ryan?
What? Bro, my man never said over.
Nah,
he
just said what you think about that fight.
Yo, he looking for any way to
discredit.
No,
I'm just saying because...
Nah, look, I'll tell you what it is.
They've already agreed to a fight.
Okay,
but my man never said,
I don't want that fight, I'd rather Tio. He just said, what y'all think about Tio versus Tank?
Yeah, I mean...
If it was to happen,
I think it would be an entertaining fight. Probably something we never see, though.
Nah, I think the Tio and Tank fight gets made way before a Ryan and Tank fight, if you really want my honest opinion.
Well, Ryan and Tank have already agreed. That's done. That came out today. Like, all they're waiting for is the not the promoters, but the networks to decide how they're going to do it. See, because, like, hypothetical, this is all hypothetical talk, but, like, hypothetically, Showtime could say, let us stream it live and you do the on-demand. You know what I'm saying? Or hypothetically, they both stream it live and they both sell the pay-per-view. They got to come to an agreement.
Then you got to think about it. Showtime charges
HBO
you.
HBO did that.
Showtime charges you.
With Showtime.
Yeah, but I think that's even easier than this because you're talking about, cool, I'm going to sell mine, you sell yours. We both charge the same and we both have the same setup versus the other. I sell mine traditionally, but you sell yours maybe $10 cheaper, depending if you are a subscriber.
And that's okay. So your sales go to your fighter, my sales go to my fighter. Simple.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're a fan that watches all sports and I already got the zone, well, they're giving it cheaper. Why would I? Just because I'm a...
So whose problem is that? That's not my problem. That's your business model. I got my business model at the zone, and if we more successful because we offering a deal for existing customers, that just means we showing appreciation to our loyal fan base.
Facts.
But, okay, so then the non-loyal fan base, they have to pay more then.
Motherfucker, so become a loyal member.
But,
hey, he funny as hell.
Bro,
he said the non-loyal.
Yo, become a lawyer member.
You're answering your own question.
But why would anybody want to have three pay-per-view prices for one? Showtime sells theirs.
I'm
going to
let you go, but I got
75.
You. I got you with the perfect
the
analogy.
The Zone sells theirs for 65 if you're a member or 85 if you're not.
Danny, here's your analogy. As a Spirit user, Spirit Airlines, he knows Spirit sells tickets and seats and bags at one price. Then they have a member's price. It's that simple. I can't get mad at the member's price.
Brother, but what I'm telling you, if you Showtime, why would you be cool with that? Like,
that's one of the hiccups we got to get over. Showtime could either A, be cool with it and get the fight, or B, not be cool with it, don't get the fight, and disgruntled and already disgruntled Tank, who deletes every tweet, but they always say, I got to get with a new team. I got to get the fuck from around these dudes. So if you're going to keep stalling that man, you already responsible for him not fighting Loma. If you're going to fuck up that Ryan fight, oh, he could go to any lawyer. It don't matter the fucked up lawyer that made him sign that bullshit contract. He'll go to any lawyer. You're not doing what you're supposed to do for me. I could get out. I could get out. You just fucked up the biggest fight. Can't no one else, you can't, not even you, could tell me what fight is bigger for Tank than Ryan.
Nah, I mean, I've been on there saying that.
So if they fuck up this deal, he could get out that Mayweather deal and that Heyman deal.
I mean, it depends how you look at it.
Any blind lawyer will get him out.
It depends how you look at it, because one could say the Zone messed it up, because once again, they're the ones with the most expensive pay-per-view price.
The Zone didn't mess it up. You choosing to come to the Zone, who has a network deal with a fighter. So you came here knowing you got to deal with me. Don't come here trying to poach my fighters, not expecting me to have my way. I seen the talent in Ryan, so I signed the network deal with him. I'm running this shit because I seen the talent. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Tank the ace.
All right. So then why are they asking for Ryan?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's the sport. He got he going to fight
if
himself.
Tank is the A side, why are you saying that Ryan is his biggest fight?
Because you asked the question.
No. Because together, they are who they are. Separately, Tank ain't.
Separately, Tank has been selling on pay-per-view consistently.
Absolutely. But he ain't been over 300.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's still bringing in more money than Ryan.
Ryan got paid $2 million to fight Fortuna.
Okay.
Guaranteed. You can't say he's bringing in more money when one dude is doing less work for more money. If you hire
you talk about the guys Tank fighting on pay-per-view, like they're of equal level as to the guys. Bro, if anything, they're
brother,
same
just
level.
Talk to me about how much you getting paid the hour and how much Ryan getting paid the hour. That's all. And then you talk about the job they got you doing versus four times champions versus two times champions.
Bro, because he could do that.
And that's cool.
Because if Ryan do that, he might lose.
And that's cool. You want to take shots. But the truth still remains one dude is being paid by far 10 times the amount of the other for the work. Okay? Tank got to go in the fire to get paid. My man is fighting nobody and getting hella money guaranteed. Not no back-end check. Not no fake blog sites. No. The real boxing sites, ESPN, the
bro,
Michael Coppages, they're reporting $2 million. Why don't you Google right now and show
one
us
guy got to make payments on
us,
Ferrari.
Show
us, one
no,
guy getting custom
a,
that, custom,
comment,
custom vehicles
comment,
made
from
that
your
you
favorite
say
fighter,
that you literally said, you literally said, you literally said, I ain't going to lie, champ. That's one of the always called. Come on, bro. Like
all you doing
you
is
know
repeating
damn
shit
well,
Tank said.
You
sound
know
like a Tank fan.
You know damn well Tank is get like you've said, nobody's making more money than Tank in the lightweight division. Have you not said
all
that?
All you doing is repeating
have
shit
you
Tank
not
said.
All
so
now
doing
Ryan
is
the highest paid fighter.
Who's got the tougher opposition? Whose resume is better, Tank's or Ryan's?
At what point in their career?
Whose
at this point?
Resume is better, Tank or Ryan?
Oh, yeah, Tank, for sure.
Okay. And how the fuck is it that my man is making as much as Tank for less than
yeah,
opponent?
I don't know. I don't know that he's making as much as.
Okay, you're right. He making more because I know you can't find me any fight where Tank made over $2 million guaranteed on paper. Let's Google it. Come on. Let's see who's right.
I mean,
let's see who's
you
right.
You know, my computer
no.
and phone been
Javonta,
dead for an hour. So
Javonta Davis, you got a phone?
You know that's been dead. So.
Purse.
He was like, yeah, just sit there, champ. Don't worry. We'll rock out.
Purse history. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got.
Bro, come on. Even if you find it, then you've been lying to the people because you've been
let's
calling
see what
Tank.
We got.
You've been calling Tank the highest
let's
paid
see what we got.
Fighter, guaranteed fighter.
What we got here
in the lightweight division?
Guaranteed payment. Let me get a screen share, fellas. This only one site, and I'm gonna just backspace and show you this one site on the first Google search. All right, mm-hmm. This is the first site.
So you're showing what the opponents are making. Okay.
First site, first Google search.
Okay.
What we got here? Gervonta Davis purse fight income. Davis has been into several million-dollar fights in his career. Opponents.
Who's your source?
This is what he got. 75,000. Sounds about right when Tank was complaining that he was set up to take this fight. Liam Walsh, 100 G's. Let's just fast forward to the big fight.
I mean, first of all, this site is so unreliable given that it's giving you pay-per-view shares for fights that were never on pay-per-view. Actually, all but one of the fights were not on pay-per-view. Somehow they have a pay-per-view percentage share. So a very reliable site you chose to get your numbers from.
First Google search.
It's called Veteran Options.
I'm trying to defend Tank because you saying he's the highest paid.
You've been telling the world.
You can't find. Here we go. Okay, this is a better one. The Sporting News, are they better? Would you like them? Is it cool to use this one? Okay with you,
brother? You showing shit.
I just want to know which one is okay with you.
Go to the first Google search. Go to that. Because that won't even give you the pay-per-view breakdown. That's what we want to show.
You just said that was wrong.
I mean, you the one selecting it. I'm not the one putting bullshit out.
Look. This one say per total
sportage. I can't see it.
I mean.
You got to zoom in.
It say it right there. Per total sportage, he made $2 million guarantee against Romero.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who's a tougher opponent, Romero or Fortuna?
I would say Fortuna for sure. Former world champ, the guy that went longer.
Knock it off,
he went longer in the fight.
Knock it off.
More experienced. Wasn't he part of the DR's Dominican Olympic team?
We're good on the screen share. We see what happens. History shows us what happens with Danny once we start talking about Tank. Devin or Shakur.
Have you or have you not told the world this entire year that Tank is the highest paid fighter in the lightweight division?
What I tell people and how I defend my statements is my business.
So
you
right
defend
there,
yours.
You show it. Right.
You defend yours.
Okay, $2 million guarantee on a $2 million guarantee. And I'm getting pay-per-view back in. So, yes, I make more money than you.
No, you are in a tougher fight. How you make it? Listen to me. Right. Why you think Crawford said no? Because he's in a tougher fight, so he's expecting more money then. I fought a non-title fight with Sean Porter for $6.5 million. You want me to take a zero guarantee against the toughest fight of my career? You wrong, bro. You don't want to be wrong. It's crazy to me. It's like, dog, you can't say that Leo Santa Cruz is the same as Romero. Just like you can't say
bro,
Romero.
Bro, you counting money you ain't made because then you saying – if Ryan were to fight a Romero or a Leo based off what he made against Fortuna, he going to make this. You counting money you haven't made. You can't say that. I don't give a fuck about who in front of you. I made him look easier then. Like, regardless, he got $2 million guaranteed for Fortuna. He got $2 million guaranteed for Rowley, except he getting pay-per-view back in. He getting, you know, they're both getting gates. They're both getting merch. They're both getting, you know, concessions.
My friend, I don't know if you don't know, but when you go on pay-per-view, the network's not taking risks. The promoter's taking the risk. Okay? So we're talking about one man being paid a guaranteed $2 million from his broadcaster to fight a lesser opponent. Meanwhile, the person you want us to believe is helping you win this argument has to be forced to be on pay-per-view with opponents that no one wants on pay-per-view, doesn't get the guarantee. The other guy who you're saying don't make more gets, but then somehow is bigger.
So
okay.
What was Ryan's guarantee in his last fight, champ?
I actually Googled Ryan's purses, and it says here this is the site called Total Sports Portal. Right? Or something like that. Total Sportal.
You sound like Bud last night trying to say the name.
That's all good. That's all good.
What they talking about?
What these people are saying that he's never been on pay-per-view, so maybe Danny agrees with that. But then again, it does show three fights on pay-per-view, split share with Romero, Duno, Francisco Fonseca, Luke Campbell, and Emmanuel to go. Do they know something? We don't know where those fights on pay-per-view, and I don't know because I was just a DAZN subscriber. I don't know. But in terms of purses, they don't have the Fortuna, which is the $2 million purse. They do have the to-go purse at $1 million. who's a tougher opponent? Emmanuel Togo, who's never knocked out anybody, or Hugo Ruiz? Who's tougher?
Shit, the guy that went 12 rounds, I would say Togo. Absolutely.
You see, he doesn't want to lose this argument.
One guy gets knocked out in one or two rounds.
He doesn't want to lose this argument.
The other guy goes 12 rounds.
He's going to make me Google Hugo and see his knockout ratio and then show you Togo's knockout ratio. Hugo, 33 knockouts out of 39 fights. I mean, I'm not even going to finish my case. It is what it is. Someone is desperately trying to defend their favorite fighter. This happens time and time again. It's okay. It happened to me. I used to love Danny so much, you know, subconsciously I defended him.
I don't know. These are words and illusions that you have created and put out into the universe, champ. I have never in my life said, and you knowing me, say anybody other than Canelo Alvarez to be my favorite fighter, champ. In the existence of you knowing me.
What you say and how you react is two different things. If we all see you get defensive when we see Devin, Shakur, or Tank, we don't need you to say that's your favorite fighter.
Brother,
if
but you
travel,
I'm literally
not done.
reiterating what you've said time and time again.
I'm not done making my case.
Two guys.
Whenever these three men are talked about, you are willing to travel to their fights, regardless of their opponent. So don't tell me they're not your favorite fighters.
Do they not do numbers for your platform?
All right.
I'm just asking, do they or do they not?
I think you want us to do a new poll. Is Danny favorite fighters, the three names that I mentioned? Like, you tripping, man.
All right, brother.
That's
you
like asking the audience, does Ness like Wilder? Does Ness fuck with Colbert? Like, you tripping. We know who you fuck with. Like, why you didn't deny
it? I'm not saying that I don't fuck with them, Tim. I'm just saying... You literally talking about who make more. Oh, well, okay, I seen that they both got $2 million guaranteed. Well, yeah, but this got less
paper,
of them.
On paper.
Yeah, but this got less of them.
That's
what you went to. Oh, shit, they both made the same actually guaranteed on paper. Fuck. But yeah, but we all know Rolly was better than this guy.
Am I lying? And won't you tell the audience another thing? Does your purse not increase when you're fighting tougher opponents?
Depend on your contract, yeah.
Okay, so if Ryan is getting paid $2 million for Fortuna, is it safe for me to assume that he's going to be paid more for Tank? Is it safe for me to assume he'll be paid more for Tio? Is it safe for me to assume he'll be paid more for Shakur? Is it safe for me to assume he'll be paid more for Devin? Come on,
yeah, depending on when those fights happen.
Come on,
champ.
Did Joseph Diaz Jr. not say he was going to earn a career high payday with Ryan? And when that fight fell out, did he not earn a career high payday with Devin? Stop, bro. You're tripping
right
now.
What does Jojo have to do with that?
I'm showing you the caliber of Ryan, and because he was about to fight a good opponent, even the opponent was going to get a career high payday.
Right, he was... Yeah,
and when that opponent continued to take the risk,
getting the career high with the champion
because he continued to take the risk, further proving that Nestor's not lying. When a fighter is in tougher, he gets paid better.
Yes, you get paid better, bro. But what I'm saying is, you talking about Gervonta has had to take more risk. All I'm saying is, if Ryan would have took that risk, he might have not made it to those purses because he could have took a loss.
And
so you counting money that ain't there.
And that's fine. You talking about purses and losses that ain't happened. I'm talking about he ain't making to that risk and he making more money.
All right, champ.
The fuck? I mean, I just showed one knockout ratio. Togo and Hugo Ruiz are not the same. One is more dangerous. It's just simple. But it's, I mean, look, agree to disagree. It is what it is. No
Word.
More callers, though. Anybody that was there is probably no longer there.
Only Blog Talk for today. So.
And if you're on Blog Talk, I need you to press 1 at least one time. That's going to indicate to us that you want to rock and roll here on the show. I see someone in, what is this, Orlando. Is it Weedy? What up?
Yo.
What up, Weedy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
What up?
Hey, man. Just want to touch on the Joshua Wilder fight. Man, if it happened, It'll be great, but I don't think it's going to happen with DAZN and Showtime or Fox.
Mm.
It ain't going to work, bro. Because you see we're not getting
so
Ryan
you think
the
it happens on one network or it doesn't happen at all?
It don't happen at all. Because we can't get Ryan the Tank.
I mean, that's almost
Fox.
Done.
You think they're going to work with Eddie?
I mean, according to Oscar, the promoters have agreed, so that means the
BBC
agreed.
Eddie ain't got nothing to do with either fighter.
Yeah,
so.
My bad. I'm sorry. I'm talking about DAZN. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but according to Oscar, the promoters agreed, so it's out of their hands. It's on the networks to come up with a deal now.
Yeah, so that's Showtime and DAZN now.
So we just waiting on that then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. We're waiting to see. All right, thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, Chad.
LB Slugger, what up?
TBV, how it sound? I'm good.
Straight.
Yeah, man. Y'all went all over the place with it, but I'm going to just stay on topic. You know, the business of boxing, like you were talking about earlier today, you know, with the Spence and Bud, you know, the business of boxing has doing us wrong and not getting us that fight. You know, two undefeated welterweights for Undisputed. And we all know how the Wilder AJ played out, you know, two undefeated heavyweight champions in the prime of their career was knocking shit out for Undisputed. And, you know, business of boxing did his job to, you know, just fuck all that up. So, you know, I still feel like it's still a big fight. And you, just like the poll was saying, I still think, you know, Wilder AJ is a bigger fight than Fury Usyk, you know, especially amongst the casuals, guys who ain't really – don't really care too much about the sport, you know, you guaranteed a knockout with Wilder AJ. So, you know what I'm saying? I still think that's a huge fight, regardless of them, you know, both suffering losses now. I mean, that's just heavyweight boxing. So, I mean, as long as they can get the deal done, you know, I'm all for it. You know, that's a big fight in boxing. You know what I'm saying? I think it's still up there with a Bud and Spence fight, you know, just because it's heavyweight boxing and the build up and, you know, all the bullshit.
That's bigger than.
Yeah, for real.
You're talking about one guy's a global star, like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is. It's heavyweight boxing. So, like I said, it's bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's bigger than Fury Usyk, in my opinion. So, you know, hopefully, then, man, they can get this fight done, man. You know, especially with this era, you know, Wilder and Fury got in there, we show, I feel like Usyk and AJ probably the other two, you know, of this era. I mean, you could throw Andy in there as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all the top heavyweights. I feel like this is one of the fights we need of all the top heavyweights of this era. So, I mean, we can get this fight, man. I'm all for it. So, hopefully they can get the fight made, man. Wilder versus AJ. But, yeah, that's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. That is all our callers. And I believe we have no super chat. So, my name is Nestor Gibbs, Instagram and Twitter.
Catch us tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific. Follow us. And
we actually got two super chats. Well, we did the T-Sizzle. Next one is from Small Gulk. He says, step up looking clean. I guess he means my bald head ain't shaved enough to be like Mr. Clean. Don't know. That being said, catch us on the next show. And that came in from New Zealand. Shout out for keeping us international.
It's N-A-E-E-M. I'm actually a DJ from Jersey. DJ Naeem _ on Instagram. You got one up. You know what I'm saying? Tune in.
Nice. I'm going to put that so we can address you as DJ. What? Bro, my man never said over. He never said over. He just said
what you think about that fight.
Yo, he looking for any way to discredit
you. No, I'm just saying because... I'll tell you what. They've already agreed to a fight.
But my man never said, I don't want that fight. I'd rather T.O. He just said, what y'all think about T.O. versus Ting?
Yeah, I mean,
if it was to happen, I think it would be
an entertaining fight. Probably something we never see, though. A more entertaining fight.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and make that our first poll. And we do have the phone lines open if you want to call in and discuss, you know, give us your opinion on this news. So I'm going to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
They actually emailed me today. I emailed him in August to talk about an offer. He came back today. It was a long Deontay Wilder. It was a must-make fight. I really do. I think it's one of the...
So this is very telling audio. I'm sure we're going to have to turn together and we'll play. Can we get the audio? Let me see if the audio works. Can I just play the audio?
No, I guess they're not able to see.
They actually emailed me today. Yeah, mate, fire. I really do. I think it's one of the... I emailed him in August to talk about an offer. He came back today. It was a long one, but we'll be working with him. And...
I just want to pause and say that he said, I want to continue that offer. So we got to put in our minds, how good was that first offer that he doesn't want continuing the existing offer? Was it that appealing?
Mm.
You know, was it that appealing that he feels he's got
out there for that?
Not me.
Oh, my God. You terrible.
I'm goody. But.
You talk all this. Let's go get that money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want.
Fight, man, I'm all for it. So hopefully they can get the fight made, man. Wilder versus AJ. But yeah, that's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling.
Tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Well, we did the TC. Mr. Clean? Don't know. That being said, catch us on the next show. And that came in from New Zealand. Shout out for keeping us international. Peace.
We out.
Would you know the culture? That's just awesome to, you know, really focus on new up-and-comers. But like you said, you can live the American. To, you know, really focus on new up-and-comers. But like you said, you can live the American dream here. And the American dream here, and it's a shame. I think people that live in this country a lot of times don't even realize that. And for someone to come here, leave his, you know, mom, sister, siblings, not know anyone here, have to learn a language. Like, he had to learn a language and a culture. And all this stuff, and was still able to make it happen. There's people that live here that know the language, know the culture, and they have all these excuses and you know, all these things that prevent them from making it happen. And he didn't use any of those as excuses. He just, you know, made it happen.
And I think Rob made a good point. Just because you're tall doesn't make you great. Special pace. You guys are special people. Let's see who's coming up next on Office Hours. Get it. James up next?
Yep, up next. So we're going to play this. We're going to go. No more
earpieces. All right, undo your earpieces. You know.
I was going to say, what do we take off? You
guys? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we're on time, so it's good.
We vary through ourselves a lot, like, I don't like to attract a lot of attention, which is I.
Welcome back to Office Hours. Me and my team are excited because I have the king of humility and talent, Jane Maslow. Thank you so much for joining us on Office Hours.
My pleasure, man. Good to see you. Thanks
for
having me.
It's so great to see you. You know, the first time I met you, my daughters, they're always the indicator of who truly is popular. And when they're like, oh my God, you're going to meet James Maslow. I'm like, who the hell is James Maslow? You know, and sure enough, I meet him and it wasn't you buy him tickets.
You guys heard it here. Right? Yes and yes. I've had me twice.
But how long did it take you to develop the confidence to have that radical humility where you don't have to help, like, super generous to everybody?
rights to everybody.
I just feel like it'd be so embarrassing, like to walk. You don't know who I am?
Like,
I just think of these scenarios. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. Like, I just think of these scenarios. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be put in that position where, you know, I would be embarrassed. And truly, I plan on doing this, entertaining, singing, acting. Like, I just think of these scenarios. I'm like, I don't want to. You don't know who I am? Like, I just think of these scenarios. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be put in that. You don't know who I am? Like, I just think of these scenarios. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be put in that position where, you know, I would be embarrassed. And truly, I plan on doing this, entertaining, singing, acting, getting to, you know, I live a fantastic life and have the coolest jobs in the world. I want to do longevity, more of the same.
Wow. So listen, thank you for sharing that. That's unbelievable. When I was reviewing some of this and, you know, from a young age, your parents had you singing, right? And, you know, that transit, that must have been difficult, you know, just to start out with. Right? And, you know, that transit, that must have been difficult, you know, just to start out with. I don't know if your parents come from that space or not, but.
No, they don't.
And like, why?
No, they don't.
And like, why did they say, hey, you know, James should start singing? Like, what was going on that they thought that?
I think they were just annoyed that I was doing around the house so much.
Yeah.
I think they were just annoyed that I was doing around the house so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get to an outlet away from the house.
No drawing.
At least an hour, maybe two. They have a three-hour program, half-day
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
No, look, I grew up with my dad, but this is actually something that I'll always give my mom credit for. They have a three-hour program, half-day
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
No, look, I grew up with my dad, but this is actually something that I'll always give my mom credit for. She just randomly was a half-day
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
No, look, I grew up with my dad, but this is actually something that I'll always give my mom credit for. Really, I remember being like, this is stupid. Before, I just remember being like, this isn't cool. Mind you, I'm like 6 years old, you know, and I'm already skateboarding and surfing, just like, you know, playing sports or video games. So I show up and it's like learning to read sheet music, and I just thought it sucked. But something clicked a couple of my life, and I started realizing, like, this is actually really exciting.
So it was a natural thing once you jumped in. It sounds like it was like a fish to water for you. You just
absolutely. And
you just mentioned,
you know, of course
you were raised by your dad.
Yeah. Since I was pretty young, been my dad, my bro and I.
And how's that? Like, how is that growing up? Like, you know, when I think of like being led with that, and that seems to be an important part of the story.
I mean, my dad's amazing. You know, of course, I think in an ideal world, I see the balance and the advantage of having a mom and a dad, because that's incredible, but you can obviously do it without, you know, nothing's ever going to be ideal. And my dad had a dining table. We had a pool table.
Yep. yep. I get it. Yeah.
You know, we had our boards.
yep, I get it, yeah.
You know, we
dark boards.
Yeah, it was, you know.
yep, I get it, yeah.
You know, we
dark boards.
Yeah, it was, you know, we grew up shooting guns and doing martial arts. Not let that situation.
yep, I get it, yeah.
You know, define who I was going to be. And I don't think that's easy, but... it's absolutely something that you can do. So if you're in a single household, if you're a young kid watching, it'll become whoever you want to become.
Thank you for being open.
Thank you for being here. You're,
no,
obviously,
thanks for having me.
You're obviously a super talented guy. You do all kinds of things. I mean, I know nothing about being an entertainer. But
if the sheet says it, then it's true.
This is
right.
The
yeah.
I like that.
Wrong my guys.
It's actually a legend. To be a great actor, I mean, everybody wants to be an actor. Everybody wants to be a musician, right? You obviously have talents, but we all know as business guys, talent isn't everything. What do you think has made you successful outside of the natural talents that you have as a human being to do the things that you're at a high level? What do you think the things are that have put you over the top that have actually got you to where you are?
Again, we all know talent's not everything, right?
And I'm sure there's so many aspects that go into that and things I'm unaware of, things that have to do with luck and timing. I think all of that plays. But there's very few people that want the job more than I do. And there's very few people, especially in my industry, it's actually one of the weird things that makes my job a little easier, that are willing to put in the work. Mm. And again, so many more talented people than me. And every single day, I just think about the amount of people that have the best of me. That just makes me better, and it's, that excites me.
I love how many successful people will claim you can't outwork.
It's definitely a common denominator.
Damn right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. And I love that. Yeah. Definitely was.
You need to have that mindset for the potential to be true.
Bring it on.
Yeah, follow me for a day. That's what I tell people. If you think you know what it takes to be successful, whatever you do, just follow me for a day. And if you can hang with me, and the young kids do, and then they're like, oh, be my own kids who now work with me. They're like, I didn't realize what it's like to wake up that early and be on for that.
Oh, yeah.
That early and be on for that many hours.
Oh, yeah.
And do it again the next day. Do it again next day.
Hard work.
And do it again the next day. Do it again next day.
Hard work outbeats smart and talent every.
Because you need a certain level. I think.
Day of the week. Outbeats smart and talent every single day of the week.
Because you need a certain level. I think James makes a great point. There's certain genetic and energetic inheritances that you need in order to facilitate your potential because James or Ellie.
I feel like Taco's watching us.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff, James. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, love reading everything that you've got going on. And all the work that you're doing. You know, I guess we talked a lot about with a lot of different successful people, they've all overcome challenges. So kind of have like a two question. When did you know that you're like, hey, I want to go at this full-time, new challenges that you've had to overcome?
Yeah. Well, you kind of acknowledge it just by talking about the acting and the music side. Neither of those industries are easy to be in, and then being in both of them, you know, plus all the other things that go into it, you know, social media these days and doing two jobs, four jobs is what I'm used to. And it invigorates me because I get bored easily.
Yeah. Well, you're making progress. So keep running.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
James, you're a rare combination of sincerity, humility, kindness, and superior talent.
Thank you.
And I've been blessed to meet you. I see what my girl saw in you. I got a man now, so I apologize.
Love
if you need to take a picture afterwards.
It's mutual.
I'll be screaming in the front row. But you give me a big time rush for being here. James and
Maslow. Wow, we threw that one in the end just suddenly.
You like that,
you know?
Yeah. But fair enough, the humility keeps coming through, and you are always welcome on any show I do, anywhere. Your value to you, we certainly are here. What an honor
it.
It's been to have some. All right,
thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else?
Just sit there for quick takeaways real quick.
Yeah. Sit there and look pretty, sure.
Yeah. Some of us can do that, right?
The amount of times I've been talking
about itself, and then when we talk about how to be ready. Yeah, I think, listen, everything you said, I agree 100%. But the thing that really stands out for me is and, you know, I'm honored to just be able to, you know, share some time with you today, and thank you very much.
I just think you're so genuine. Like, there's not many people in these settings. Even with the amazing guests that you bring, that I'm like, man, I want to go have a beer with that.
Photos?
Cool. I'm sitting here, what are you doing after this? We're in Vegas.
Right?
What are we going to do? Like, and I think it's just because you're so real. I mean, there's nothing about you, you know, as we're sitting here that seems fake on any level. Like when you said,
right, done and done.
What a compliment. It is awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to the next guest on Office Hours.
Cool.
Is awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to the next guest on Office Hours. It is awesome. All right, quick photos. Photos. Welcome back.
They want the end results, and you know, it's, you just read everything about you. It's clear that you're doing well.
It is awesome. All right.
Yeah.
It is awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to the next guest on Office Hours. Looking forward to the next guest on Office Hours. Welcome to Office Hours. Welcome to Office Hours, and it's lights out, not lights on time here at Office Hours. I got the incredible Sean Merriman with me. He is not only one of my favorite professional athletes, obviously, trainer, host, but he's an incredible entrepreneur. And what I like about his making a lot of money, he's helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun. Welcome to Office Hours, Sean. It's good to have you. Well, I'm really curious because a lot of the most amazing opportunity, Sean, why did you choose to get into the insurance business? While making a lot of money, he's helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun. Welcome to Office Hours, Sean.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Office Hours, Sean.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Well, I'm really curious because a lot of people look down and they have a preconceived. Well, like since I lost everything, I have almost staked the majority of percentage of mine with life insurance-based products because I learned about them.
Yeah.
And if somebody would have told me that when I was flying high, like, oh, you're a lawyer? No, they have a preconceived. Well, like since I lost everything, I have almost staked the majority of percentage of mine with life insurance-based products because I learned about them.
Yeah.
And if somebody would have told me that when I was flying high, you know, watching Sean Merriman play football, driving my Ferrari around, I'd be like, why the hell would I invest in that? Meanwhile, it's just the most amazing opportunity. Sean, why did you choose to get into the insurance business?
You know, I actually got in it by default. It was during the pandemic when I'll tell you this, if you didn't pivot during the pandemic or find out another way, you were going to be in some deep stuff. And a lot of people was. You know, we either take advantage of a bad situation or you make a opportunity. And I got introduced to Family First Life during the pandemic. And it was, I would say this, it's probably one of the best things that's happened to me post-career. I would say this is probably one of the best, and it was, I would say this is probably. Building something, and you can do that with life insurance. Initially, like Dave said, it had a bad, you know, kind of
rep
stigma about it.
Yeah.
And my first thought thing, what I thought about life insurance was about it. And my first thought thing, what I thought about life insurance was I was going to throw on some khakis, rep stigma about it. And my first thought thing, what I thought about life insurance was I was going to throw on some khakis and a real kind of
rep.
Rep stigma about it. And my first thought thing, what I thought about life insurance was I was going to throw on some kind of red shirt and go and knock through the door. You know, that's what I thought. And, you know, and it was a complete opposite. It was a complete opposite of that. When you're working from home, you make your own hours. You know, and it was a complete opposite. It was a complete opposite of that. It was a complete opposite. It was the complete opposite of that. When you're working from home, you're making your own hours. Yeah. Everything that we all talk about as an entrepreneur, that you want to do to stop, get yourself out of the rat race. And it was life insurance. There's not a lot of money you're putting up front. There's not a lot of upfront costs. Because every time you get that, and more importantly, life insurance. Tech space, real estate, life insurance, insurance in general. Has made more millionaires in this country than anyone.
Amazing, Rob.
You're really an expert in this. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Sean, I love the power. I love the power that you speak with, the conviction. I have the good fortune of spending some time with you, and I love the journey that you're on, and I love how you always talk about whenever the success. When we think about the insurance industry, it's just, the name is just bad. It's life insurance. You got to contemplate your own life. The truth is, to your point, if we understand it as asset insurance and the ability to understand it as asset insurance, to replace money with money. And the ability to replace money with money that's tax-free. Look at Barry Dyke. He wrote the book in 2007. I think at the end of the day, life insurance is the best-kept secret. Guys like you that have platforms and be able to create generational wealth for family message. And I think that my question for you, and you know, we've developed some, where do you see yourself in the insurance space complementing your other business 2 or 3 years? Because you do have multiple businesses.
Yeah, and sneakily, the life insurance is probably one of my biggest ones.
Yeah.
And I would have never thought that 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago, I knew nothing about life insurance. I couldn't tell you the difference between a term policy and whole. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And so,
businesses.
When you start putting your mind to something, you really want to yourself, you can. I have a little bit of a. You can. I have a little bit of. I have a little bit of a different. Plug in this industry, right? Because of what I've done on a football field and being known and things like that. So I'll tell you this, it's very easy for me to recruit.
Yeah.
And, you know, number one, it's been very, very easy for me to recruit. But I think that the reason why my agency has grown so fast with Lights Out Agency is people would know that I have no reason to tell them otherwise but the truth. And I will, you know, help them, bring them along. And it's been something that helping families and things like that. Yeah. But you start to see other people who come from areas that's not making any money. They didn't think impossible this opportunity was possible.
Family First does that.
Yes. And we start, you know, start agents out at 100% compensation. Well, I'm seeing people right now going to look for homes.
Yeah, First does that.
Yes. Start agents out at 100% homes.
Yep.
Who, you know, 8 months ago was getting eviction notices.
Yep.
And so when you hear these stories and you work with these agents directly, and you start to see the compounding effect of people. So what I would like to do in the next 3 years, I would like to make my stamp in this industry. I know that life insurance has been around for years plus.
Mm.
I get that. I think that some of the tactics, because it has been around so long, a bit old. because it has been around so long.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
And I guess, so yeah. I would want to create something. I'm in a process. I would want to create something. I'm in a process of doing it to make it more cool, because that the cool factor in life insurance has been missing for a long, long time. It has been. And in order to get the right people, and I don't want to say use millennials, but in order to get tested, because it doesn't look cool until your life changes. Mm-hmm. And that's when life changes. Mm-hmm. And that's when it becomes cool. But people need to understand that this opportunity is theirs. I will make my stamp in here. I will be one of the biggest. I will have one of the biggest agencies in the country.
You will.
That's my goal.
You absolutely will. I mean, I think that, you know, the power and the fire is incredible. And as you do, success leaves clues, right? So you have that DNA, that principle. And as old as the industry is, like yourself, and you look at athletes, insurance bank coming into the league, any league it is, where the money could be perpetual, you know, that's where I think a place where you're really going to be able to help out as well with athletes going forward. Congratulations.
Like, I feel like, I mean, I absolutely knew what it was.
With athletes going forward.
Yeah, no, I just personally started investing a ton of life insurance and
congratulations.
I feel like I absolutely knew what it was, and I understood the vehicles of it, just the tax savings.
I will say, to answer your question, for sure, I have to pay that back. Well, fortunately, I blew a lot of my money early when I was in my first 3 years.
Obviously, you're all in it for business. What do you think's helped you do that?
Well, fortunately.
What do you think's helped you do that?
Well, fortunately, I blew a lot of my money early when I was in my first 3 years.
At that first dinner, that's where you blew it.
Yeah.
$32,000
dinner.
$32,000.
Rookie dinner was $32,000. I had to take out the whole team. That still stings. That's why I got
that first $32,000 dinner where I take everybody out. Rookie dinner was
How much was it?
$32,000.
$32,000.
That first dinner, that's where you blew it.
$32,000 dinner.
How much was it?
$32,000. Rookie dinner was $32,000.
I had to take out the whole team. That still stings. That's why I got the life insurance. I have to pay that back. For me personally,